You're listening to a Monkey Buns production.
Hello everyone, it's Corey here, and you lovely people are listening to Laminated List with myself and the marvellous Kelly B. This show is all about that fantasy free pass you could have, which would allow you to sleep with any three celebrities of your choice, should you be so lucky.
Laminated List, laminate your list. A really famous name to maybe steal a kiss. If you see them, you can ask them, hey, you're on my list, would you like to fill my tits? Laminated List, laminate your list. For when you're feeling horny or when you're feeling pissed. No divorcing, just cavorting. But it only counts if you laminate the list. Laminated List.
We have to come up with the rules. We did come up with the rules, and the rules are...
So, as usual, people, and hello, by the way, first one, it has to be the celebrity. It has to be celebrity. So, obviously, it can't be Karen from catering.
Was it Sandra last week?
Sandra last week. It was Sandra. We've had Claire as well.
From accounts.
Number two, a celebrity, obviously, as they are now. Yep. So it can't be an old celebrity.
Yeah, like, well.
Well,
yeah.
It can be an old celebrity, but like we've said before, Debbie Harry.
If you fancy Mick Jagger, it has to be in his
full-on Mick Jagger
form
now.
Yeah. Just think about that.
Three, has to be an actual person. So it can't be, I don't know.
A fantasy.
Basil figure. Brush.
It can't be Thor.
No, it can't be Thor.
Sticking to the rules.
A one-night stand. So no one, it's not a relationship.
We're talking about this though. When we say one night stand,
it could be 24 hours.
You're spending a period of time.
It's not just a shag. It's not just hopping into bed with them. It is, there's a whole bit of a date process.
Yeah, a little bit of a date. Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's a 24 hour date.
Talking of dates.
Well, one more, just quickly.
Oh, sorry.
It can't be changed once it's laminated.
I'm just excited.
So, talking of dates.
I had a good date.
You did? You had a date.
I did. It was nice.
Though, didn't he say that you had the smallest mouth he'd ever seen?
No! He said a tiny mouth.
Oh, sorry.
As he was kissing me.
Oh,
you've
like
got
a little
tiny mouth?
Like a little tiny beak.
Like a tiny beak, I guess.
Like a bird's beak.
Like a tiny canary. Yeah. So, a bird's got noses.
I had a bit on their beak, their noses, their little nostrils are on the top.
Hold on. So if you put your fingers over the bird's beak, it would suffocate.
Well, I think they can open their beak. I don't know the anatomy of a bird very well.
Well, okay.
We could try it. No.
Have you got any canary going down the pit?
No, I'm sure they can breathe through the mouth as well. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, well, you had a bird?
I did have a bird called Magic. I've told you about Magic.
Okay, I do. It's ringing a bell. It's a sad, tragic story.
It's a sad, tragic story.
Oh, no.
Can't believe you're dragging this off.
Sorry.
Well,
I don't believe I'm laughing. I'm sorry. Also, I'm sorry to Anne and Barry because I'm sorry to relive the story.
Well, we had to have a
That's
bird.
That's Kelly's parents.
Because we couldn't have animals... because my mum's very allergic, apart from feathers. So we had a bird, and I don't know the people that are older.
What bird was it, though?
It was a cockatiel, and it was exactly the same as Timmy Mallett's bird from Whackaday called Magic. Hence why mine was called Magic.
How old were you when you had this bird?
Well, I started about eight.
It lived in... Oh, my God.
They live a long term.
This is tragic. And this gets worse every time.
So this bird was never in a cage. It was always free.
What the hell?
And it was like a little dog and it couldn't tap it.
Did it shit everywhere?
No, we trained it so it would go in a cage.
Oh my
mum once stood on it and it's like...
But Anne is tiny.
Yeah.
So
and it
didn't crush it.
It once flew in the chip pan.
I'm loving Magic. Magic sounded
it used classic. To. It used to like mimic the phone. And we'd take it outside.
Bit sinister Magic.
And we'd take it outside and then one day when...
Hold on. Why?
Well, because it would come outside with it. It's its day. Because it was... When I was about 14.
It's a bird.
Yeah, but it was... It liked us. It knew it was free.
To be who it wanted to be and have a good time.
But one day, and it was the day I also got harpooned by my brother.
Sorry. What a day in the Bramwell household.
Oh, it was... It was a hectic day.
Do you know the time? Do you know know the? Do you have a memoir? Like, is this a day in history?
Oh, this was a day in the Bramall history. And I'll run it through very quickly.
Okay,
me and my best friend Joanne Rowland. We're out on a bike ride.
Right.
And
active teenagers.
Yes, we're out on a bike ride. Probably. And we were coming up a hill. And unbeknownst to me, because Joanne was at the back, her pedal fell off. And I'm and I'm biking to, because we'd always do a race to get back to my parents. So I came round my driveway as my brother, who is 6 years younger, and they were doing some carpet work, my dad was, and he was holding the metal carpet runners. I come round our driveway, he threw them at me.
Why?
Well, because he
Daniel.
He was playing Indians. He was only about... He was only about seven.
We mean Native Americans.
He was playing Indians and and, or I don't know. He thought I was a whale. I don't know. But he threw them at me. One stabbed me. So I screamed.
Stabbed your
carpet runner, the metal carpet runners.
Oh,
the,
ow.
You can see. I've like got to show you
like
the
carpet. Like a slinger.
No,
like
he had one in his arm and he just basically arrowed
Daniel
me.
Daniel Bramall.
I screamed.
Well, you would.
And unbeknownst to me, my dad had got magic outside on his shoulder.
Same time.
But also at the same time what's happening is our next door neighbour's corky.
A perfect storm.
Just listen, had pigeons. He used to fly them because they were homing pigeons. I'm from Crewe originally. That's what people had. They were doing their circle. I screamed. Magic flew off but got caught up in the pigeons.
What?
And we never saw magic again. It was traumatic. I was bleeding. I was crying.
But have you got the scar?
Okay, so but I've still got the scar.
She's rolling up a... Wow.
Got the scar. So, but all this was all going on and we're trying to find... I've got feels at the back
14.
Of us. So this then coming back to Joanne Rowland, her mum had come to pick her up. And after all this had gone, Margaret goes, where's Joanne? It'd been an hour.
She hadn't flown off.
She still hadn't come back. Well, she still hadn't come back.
Why?
Because she's fallen. She was still out on the bike ride because she'd fallen off a bike with a pedal and come limping up an hour later. As I'm sat on my dad's...
I'm sobbing and bleeding.
And I'm sat on my dad's roof with garage roof with binoculars trying to find magic.
Never
to be seen again.
Do you think he didn't just go next door and hang out with the pigeons?
I just don't think his wings were strong enough to do a lap like the pigeons.
I hope he fell into a cat's mouth. It's not Sylvester and Tweety Pie. Hopefully he fell into a garden.
I don't think it's like Victoria Park where they breed around here. I think the wildlife
does
of Crewe.
Bring it back, the trauma every time you go into Victoria Park and you see the parakeets.
I'm just like, one of them could be magic. It was a cockatiel. Oh, it was
same,
a really good bird.
Different.
It's a good bird.
Oh God, I think that was a tangent.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that back to me.
Are you all right? You need a cigarette. Kelly, you were saying the other day that I've started doing, because I'm thinking about this non-stop, obviously, and I'm asking everyone, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you were saying there was a weird one that came up the other day.
Yeah. Marcus Waring.
Marcus Waring.
The chef.
The celebrity
I had to look
chef.
Him up.
Did you?
And I like a out the park kind of guy.
I do know that. Well aware.
And I was a bit surprised. I was also surprised that the friend that had mentioned it.
Oh, we can't say who it is. You know who you are.
It was a bit surprising.
It was a surprise. This was a few years ago.
But then that got me thinking about chefs. Because I quite like a chef. Like Gordon Ramsay. I could see the attraction there.
Is it because he's so bossy?
Maybe.
Do you like a bossy man?
But there's that Tom Brown, isn't there, from the Cornerstone.
Nah. But also his food's... The thing is, once you go
And
to
if a man can cook food, I mean, you're in for me.
You're in me.
Obviously with the bread and butter pudding.
I'm more a pate. Shut up. Right, well, what? I don't think there's any celebrity chefs that would be. You see, I've still got a slot, Kelly.
Oh, could a celebrity chef take your slot? No.
You could take
you could take my slot. You could be my slot.
Right in the slot. No. You don't know? There's not one chef that
I'm sure.
I mean, actually, Chef Tom Brandt is fit, but he's not my type.
He's not
I appreciate him.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that he's an attractive man. He's not my type, though, but I think he's a bit you.
Yep. So Tom Brown. So
what about...
Hey-o!
So your list, as it was, carrying forward...
Was Greg Davis. James A. Castor.
Have we now thought sensibly and realised that's stupid?
No, I think... Because I'm still watching Taskmaster. That's Mark Harmon. I mentioned him the last one a little bit. Like the main guy, Gibbs.
From NCIS.
Yeah, and I was like...
Is he the main character? I don't watch it because I'm a purist. I only watch CSI.
I have only looked at him, what is on the show. So I don't know if that would break the rules slightly.
It does break the rules. It absolutely does.
And would it be the... No, I think Mark Harmon. There's something about him.
What?
He won the sexiest man.
Okay, he's got something then.
What, years ago, not now. But there's something.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to win a sexiest podcaster award.
You never know, Corinne. You never know.
My dreams.
I'll nominate you.
Reach for the stars.
Reach for the stars. Reach for the stars.
As S Club would say, Bradley.
Would you do Bradley?
No, I just really love Bradley. I just feel like me and Bradley.
See, I've got Childish Gambino or Donald Glover.
He's the same person. He's actually hot.
He is hot, but again.
It's a quirky one.
I started to watch, I want to say Recess, but it's not Recess.
What is it?
What's he in? Community. Right. And I started to really, and he's just so cute. But then I'm like, oh, do I want cute?
Do you? It's a good question.
I mean, what do I want? That's what poor Mummy Bramwell wants all the time.
What do you want in general?
Toblerone or a whiskey. Toblerones. If you want to sponsors a Toblerone.
Gin.
Well, the triangular chocolate is available.
Squares. Yeah, we love all shapes of chocolate. Let's think about the green triangles in Quality Street.
No. Oh, I've still got a crack in my tooth from them.
Wow.
But so, yeah, I can't wait for the dentist to come open.
Was it a toffee?
Yes, it was.
Are you eating a toffee? Anyone that eats a toffee is a freaking mentalist as far as I'm concerned.
I know, it took my tooth right
out. Why do you eat them? You know, and then you're dicing with death, basically.
I keep getting bits stuck in it, in the hole.
Oh, wow, it sounds horrible.
Which goes back to a story that I've got that maybe for another podcast. Actually, there was a guy that I was seeing for a while. We're still friends. And he'd had problems with his teeth and had a tooth taken out. And one day we were living together and he's like, I think they've left
as friends?
No, we were going out. And he says, I think I've still got a bit of tooth left in. He's like, can you have a look? And I was like, okay.
So I got a torch and all this.
And so even go thinking he got a bit of tooth stuck in. I got a torch and tweezers. Turned out it was a baked bean. Because he'd actually ate a baby, and that'd be weird if he hadn't ate baby.
Just a random fucking piece of magic. Tweet, tweet. Oh no.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have a chef for a laminated list.
No, it's so hard.
So who on yours? Because obviously,
well, I've been thinking practically this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, we're bringing practicality to the list.
I am. Like, I used to be a PA. Uh-huh. I'm thinking. Let's think about this seriously. I'm thinking, who might I bump into?
Okay.
So therefore the chances are increased that I would.
Okay, so it's not kind of like Prince Harry.
I did live in the United States, so I have come across a few celebrities, not literally, in my time. But this one I was thinking, now I'm back in Hackney now, I've got to think local.
Mm.
So Michael Fassbender.
Why does he local?
He used to live in Hackney. I don't know if he still did.
I did not know that.
Been on a dinner table, seated together with him. Ooh. One of these, it was packed. It was in the Cat and Mutton and there wasn't enough space. It was ages ago, listeners, obviously probably not now. I don't think he COVID. Pops. Oh, yeah. But I mean, before even that, because I think...
Was it when he did the big puppet-headed puppet?
No, it was before that. Oh. It was when he'd just done Shame, where he gets
okay.
Is it called Shame? And he gets his cock out and you're like, yes, Michael.
I've not seen that one.
Oh, God, you want to.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
So you were seated on the same table.
We were, but so he was with his dad, who's German, by the way. So Michael's Irish and his dad's German. I think so, German. He had a German accent anyway. Okay. And me and my bad dad, we call him. I have a good dad and a bad dad. Bad dad and Jude, his wife, was there. And there wasn't enough tables and there was only one table left. And so I literally sat next to him at a table.
Did you speak to him?
No. We acknowledged each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a bit gutted I wasn't wearing a more slutty dress, to be honest.
I wouldn't know what to say. I think I'd get maybe... I
couldn't stop like this.
I have massage, but that's a different thing
and
in work.
And my stepmom, Jude, was like, I've seen his cock. Because you do.
That'd make it awkward.
Yeah, she loved it. Jude couldn't get enough. You could see Jude slathering up, like thinking, oh, yeah, Michael, I know you've got nice
I don't
penis.
Want my mum to turn around to me and say that.
What?
She'd like, oh, his parents. Oh,
she's
true.
Not my mum, it's only Jude.
Okay, so now we're looking at practicality. We see with my list, it's very practical because
it's
I
not.
Think.
It's very impractical.
No, but Greg Davis, I think I could
Where
have
are you
a chance.
Bumping into Greg?
I mean, in England.
yes.
Well, he's not like Anymore. A major star. I'd like to do Taskmaster, if you're listening, Greg. Actually, it's Alex Horn that does
Greg?
It.
Yeah, that's the one thing. If Greg listens to this podcast, the one thing that he's going to pick up on is Kelly wants to do
Taskmaster and have sex.
Not that he's going to get his end away.
I think he's single as well, where James Acaster isn't.
Not anymore.
I know. I missed the boat on that.
You really have done, because, again, he lives in London. If your criteria...
Yeah.
able to get him... He lives in London.
See, then it's Sean Evans, isn't it, with Endeavour. I think he might be a bit too skinny for me. Me personally.
Sean is a very private person because I have tried to snoop a lot on Sean.
And he's got a girlfriend.
He's almost got his... How do you know that?
Haven't we said
no, we couldn't
this? Maybe
find
I've dreamt it.
He used to go out with What's Her Face from The Cause.
Oh, I'm thinking of Bewitched.
Yeah, no, that's... That's a whole other Irish band.
I was thinking of Bewitched. Because you want to. Because you want to.
No, that's someone else.
Oh, that's Billy Piper.
Bloody hell, get your 90s band references.
Bewitched was all denim.
Bewitched was.
Cause was all.
Okay, there was this. I remember this story.
Okay.
Vividly. Because we were talking about Bewitched once, Kelly. And you said, and I said, it's made up with twins and like two other people. And I showed you the picture and you literally said, which ones are the twins? And I'm like, the ones with the same face. So that's Bewitched. It's not them. The Cause are all relatives. There's the drummer, John. He's the brother. And then three sisters.
Aren't one of them related to
Westlife?
Oh, no,
actually, the drummer isn't a girl. Yeah. All right, Alfie, fucking hell. Like, Alfie's like really has to be precise about the Irish bands there.
I thought he was having an epileptic fit. Just out the corner of my eye, I thought, oh.
It was miming drums.
I don't think I've got the energy for this,
drums.
Alfie.
Today of all days, I've just had to relive childhood trauma. And
I know,
now
you're drained. Actually, do you know what? If Greg Davis come, I do look tired. That's the first thing you said to me.
I'm sorry, you do. You've had a hard week. I just want to let everyone know you're still powering through.
If Greg Davis came in now, I don't know if I could. If he could wrap me up, pick me up in his big arms.
In his big BFG-like arms.
I don't think he's a very good cook. I've got a feeling. I'm just thinking now, I'm just imagining if it took me all day.
Oh, the boy I went on a... Hey, get this. This is like unheard of in our lives, I think. Mm. The boy I went on a date with doesn't have Uber Eats because he lives in the middle of nowhere. So I got the £10. I can do... No one can do that anymore. Everybody's got Uber Eats.
You're playing footsie with me under the table, by the way.
I'm so okay. I don't know why that happened. I get so excited.
We're really rubbing
but
your
who
leg.
Doesn't have the Uber... Who doesn't have... I mean, it was that was a bonus for me. Tick.
So what did you have?
We didn't. I'm saying in the future. Oh.
I think I'm really excited. Then I'm like, maybe I'm just
who
hungry.
Who do you know who hasn't got Uber Eats? Who in the whole of Britain?
I've had to delete mine.
Oh.
Well, then I'll just reinstall it again. it's a futile
task.
That's
like when I delete boys from my thing,
futile
so I don't
task.
Text them. And then I'm like, I know their number off my heart. Damn it.
Totally futile.
Yeah.
It's the evil boys. Oh, speak. Segwayorama.
So we had the bad boy list. We did mention
it.
It's not bad boy, it's an evil.
We could have a bad boy list. Ooh, that would be good. That's another thing. We're having an evil list.
Evil list, and so this could be any time. It doesn't have to be now.
That's a good point. It can be any point in history.
Any point in history.
They could be dead.
Could be Jesus. It could be anyone.
Well, I don't think he's on the evil list.
It's just the first thing that I thought of.
AKA. Yeah. So evil list. When we're saying evil,
it's like there's a website because I did do a little bit of research about this.
It's not the normal thing that would come into our heads.
I am, listeners, looking on my phone and there is a... Stalin is on there and he was hot.
Oh my God. Let's have a little moment of appreciation of
He was
Stalin.
Hot. You've got kind of forget everything is done. And listeners, you do have to remember we don't need backlash for this.
Yeah, we're not condemning Stalin. He's a bad, evil man. We're literally saying it.
Totally superficial.
Yeah.
We get it, Kelly. Yeah. We will put these up on our Instagram.
We will keep mentioning it.
It is all in the process, but we will get an Instagram page up.
It's a lustrous bonnet. And now, not Gaddafi.
I don't mind Gaddafi. Not like early Gaddafi. There's not early Gaddafi.
What Gaddafi? Do you want the big fat Gaddafi?
Well,
the bloated dead Gaddafi. Gaddafi, you're having the early one. What are you talking about? Not early Gaddafi. Which period of time?
Early Gaddafi.
Has it chiselled? It is early, did I say not?
I know, early Gaddafi.
Not early Gaddafi. Oh, no.
I wondered why everybody went a little bit mental at me then.
Literally going purple.
But Gaddafi, I would.
Fine, it's next.
Then I can't say his name. Nikolai Chesky
back in the day.
Would you?
An old school glamour. I'm not my type. Old school glamour, though.
Yeah.
He was the Romanian dictator.
He starved people. No, we don't need to know what he did. He's horrible.
We don't know. All we need to know. He's a very naughty man. What? Very.
He looks like a sulky teenager to me.
His lips are very nice.
Richard Nixon in this picture.
Whoa.
Richard Nixon.
What the hell?
Richard Nixon. Also,
Alfie, sorry, have you seen?
I'm showing Alfie.
What?
Producer Alfie so would. But what I want to say that Richard Nixon looks slightly like Dan Levy.
Do we call him Rick or Dick?
Really hot. Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek.
Do we call Richard Dick?
Dickie Nixon?
Oh, God, I would have.
Then there's this Henry Lee Lucas. I'm just looking on this website. He's got one eye.
No, not him. He's horrible. He's a serial killer. And he's not a serial killer. He's not in any way.
Yet Stalin would get through.
Stalin's hot. Legitimately hot.
I don't know this Reinhard Heydrich.
He's looking a little bit. He's
Adolf Hitler's something. All we need to know is something to do with Hitler.
Well,
and then they've got Henry VIII on there with no picture. They've got an artist's impression, which is a photograph.
That's him. He's a real life actor, that Irish one.
But that's not Henry VIII.
It's not.
They've got Osama bin Laden on here.
He's got no chin, like a zero chin.
Yeah, I don't think that beard helps.
It's not becoming.
So that's a thing called working prowess. Every evil man.
So I asked this to an ex-boyfriend and he came up with a hideous baby killer. She was quite fit though.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like,
It was kind of horrifying. Yeah. You don't want to dwell on it for too long.
I had to give him his due. She was fit.
Yeah. You've got to kind of know.
This is the same ex-boyfriend that says on his list would just be 3 porn stars because then it's easy. But that's cheating.
That's cheating.
Lack of imagination.
So that's what his would be. Yeah, would be three porn stars. Which if he can recall 3 porn stars
Yes, he could. Very, very, very easily.
Yeah.
He even told me the ones that wouldn't be on there.
Yeah. So this is it. So this is, we need to start.
Not
we are
that porn
have
stars
some
are evil. We don't want to blur lines in. No, just saying that someone had no imagination about that.
Yeah. It is always good to get someone else's opinion. Yeah. Because, and we are going to, we're going to have guests come on to see. Because it's interesting to find out what, who people like. Because obviously everyone I like, you veto me.
Not everyone.
Oh, sure. We've got Sean Evans.
Happy with Sean and I'm happy with James. Okay. I would say not for me, but I'm happy with you.
But you're not going to let me with Greg, are you? You're not going to let that.
I'm like a dog with a bone after that. I don't believe you should be on your list. Okay. And I know you're going to get distracted and choose.
I'll have to watch another programme.
I mean, John was on a shoe-in last time.
John Krasinski is still hot. He's got big hands.
What do you mean?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah? Mm. Do you like a big hands? Like a carpenter? So, yeah, so that's it. So we are going to be wrapping this up. We've got a bit of homework.
Well, you constantly...
I've got to take off Greg Davis. I'm not allowed Greg Davis.
No, that's not the homework. I just think you should really seriously think about it. I like your reasoning of the fact that you think you could have him. That's basic.
She says having been single for so long.
I like that reasoning. No. And that's why Michael is... floating
around. Floating on yours. Yeah, so you think, Mike, but you've got a bit, you've still got to fill your slot that's been empty. That's
do
been.
I?
I've got to stop mentioning Corrie's slot.
Stop mentioning
the
slot.
It's a good slot
to
fill.
Be filled. Yeah.
So, yeah, we have to think of any, we have to think of some. And that's why we've been asking friends.
Yeah.
But,
and we get some good answers, but it is very, we do.
We had a Colin Farrell, a friend of mine, Colin Farrell, and that.
Have you said before, Tom Hardy comes up a lot.
I really like Tom Hardy. He would be on my list. Jason Momoa. Oh, God, I forgot about doing Jason Momoa.
You're revisiting the list original.
Jason Momoa. He hangs about Hackney, but then he's really in love with his lice. Lisa. His wife's called Lisa. I am tired.
So that's why I thought we'd swap personalities for a bit. Yeah, but then now you've come back to being full on Brams.
So his wife, he's very much in love with his wife.
That's nice.
And I like that about him. I like that for him. It's good. And I don't want to
ruin it.
I'm
feeling all soppy today. So I want all good, nice
everybody
stories.
To be in love.
I do. I really do. I love my friend.
Yeah, but you dragged out the magic story.
I know, that's what I was going to say. But it's like sullied by the fact we had Lucky on face.
Dead bird.
She's honestly. Yeah,
we don't know Dad.
We don't know
He could
Dad.
Be a really strong eagle
he
by
could
now.
Be
Jonathan the Seagull. Remember that book?
Oh, no.
John Livingston Seagull.
I don't. Next week.
We are going to try and have the Instagram.
Yeah.
An Instagram page up and then people can post their list and we
will.
We
love that actually.
Yeah.
The quirkier, the better.
And we'll put up the guys that we like, and you're more than welcome to comment.
Well, please do. I mean, that's what we're there. That's what we're there for.
We just like a comment.
We love a comment.
And
on
maybe
our...
some bad date stories, but we can't.
Oh, I do love a bad date story. I've got, as we know, I've got a few. There was that one with the tattoo. Okay. Well, we'll be back next week then, hopefully with a guest, but if not, with some of your lists. And yeah, I guess that's us wrapping up for this evening.
Goodbye!
Laminated list, laminate your list. A really famous name to maybe steal a kiss. If you see them, you can ask them, hey, you're on my list, would you like to fill my tits? Laminated list, laminate your list. For when you're feeling horny or when you're feeling pissed. No divorcing.